Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Girl, I'm bad, 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 bad. Amazing why.
Yeah. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about our good friend Eva Rosenberg being back on the show. More than 15 years. As a member of our Brain Trust, she's an original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She's the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She's forgotten more about small business tax information than most of us will ever know. And she's our good friend, Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good.
You make us sound very old.
I am, but you're not so old. We got you right out of high school, as I remember back in the day. So we're glad you're here, Eva. You've got a new ebook out, don't you?
I do, and it's targeted and focused specifically for freelancers.
What's a freelancer? Tell the audience what a freelancer is.
Well, see, that's the problem, is there are a lot of people out there who are working perhaps directly for a company, and they're not on payroll, so they are considered freelancers, and other people who are in business for themselves, and they are the most vulnerable people, taxpayers, out there, mostly because they don't realize they're in business.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was a freelancer as a consultant for many years.
Mm-hmm.
But I always felt like I had a business. I always felt like I was a business owner. It never occurred to me that I wasn't a business owner. This is my product was my time.
Well, you know, if you listen to a lot of these people, especially consultants, they actually call the company or the person they're working for their employer.
Yeah.
And yet they're not on payroll.
No, that's
they
a mistake.
They don't get benefits. They don't get vacation.
Withholding.
They don't get sick time.
Payroll tax matching, none of that.
That's right. They have to pay the employer's share of the payroll taxes, and they don't even realize that legally they should be employees, that they fit IRS's definition of employees. So sometimes they do it because they don't have any choice. There's no other work out there.
Right.
And other times they do it because they don't know any better.
Right.
And then they find themselves facing their tax return. You're right. You mentioned there's no withholding. Now they've got to pay all that money, you know, come April, and
mm-hmm.
they really didn't plan for it. They don't understand that even though they may not have a profit overall on their income tax return,
mm-hmm.
if they have a profit on their Schedule C, their business return, they're going to pay self-employment taxes.
That's right.
Thousands. And so they're very, very vulnerable, and I really, really wanted...
And also, you say vulnerable, also unskilled and unfamiliar and unprepared to deal with that kind of discipline, setting aside of money that out of whatever's received. They're also in a situation where they probably need all that money for themselves, for their family, especially if they're starting out. But they're really horribly disadvantaged in terms of keeping themselves out of trouble with the IRS.
Yeah, they don't really understand what their responsibilities are with respect to taxes. You know, nobody's ever told them or anything, and they talk to people like in supermarket lines or something. I'm not sure where they're getting their information, but not to people who can really give them good advice
right. In
time. And that's why I put this ebook together,
yep. So
that it answers a lot of questions that we've had over the years in the Tax Mama's Tax Quips Forum, and we pulled it all together with some additional information.
The one thing that if I could say one word to a freelancer in the beginning to get to know this term, understand what this term means, understand the implications of this term, it would be commingling.
Oh, God, yes.
Because you go out and you do work, and your customer pays you, not your employer, your customer pays you, and now that money belongs to the business, whether you have a business, whether you think you have a business or not, and it belongs to your business, and your business can share some of that with you in the form of payroll, but it belongs to your business, and it has all kinds of tax implications, and if you commingle the business money with your personal money all the way down the line, then you got a can of snakes you got to deal with ultimately.
Yeah,
and it gets ugly.
And the sad thing is, freelancers can't put themselves on payroll unless they incorporate.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that and get more into the book, Tax Reduction Secrets for Freelancers, by our good friend Eva Rosenberg, and we're going to talk about that after these messages. 20 till. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.